Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The country's oldest living former president has gone into hospice care at his home. More on Jimmy Carter's decision from WSB Atlanta's Jonathan O'Brien.
In a statement, the Carter Center says the 98-year-old is choosing to, quote, spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. The decision comes after a series of recent hospital stays. The family is asking for privacy, but says they are grateful for the concern shown by his many admirers. Jimmy Carter is the only Georgia-born U.S. president. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
For the first time, the U.S. has officially used a certain phrase in describing Russia's attacks on civilians in Ukraine. CBS's Christina Ruffini is at the White House.
Speaking in Germany at the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris said, if Russia is allowed to succeed in Ukraine, other nations could follow its bloody, brutal example.
Russia has committed crimes against humanity. And I say to all those who have perpetrated these crimes, you will be held to account.
But the longer the war drags on, the harder it will be.
At the same security conference, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese officials. The meeting coming 2 weeks after the U.S. shot down what the White House and military say was a Chinese balloon that was spying on the U.S. Blinken tells CBS's Face the Nation that China has not apologized. And as to what he told his Chinese counterpart,
I made very clear to him that China sending a surveillance balloon over the United States in violation of our sovereignty, in violation of international law, was unacceptable and must never happen again.
Japanese officials say they're furious and then some after a North Korean ICBM landed in Japanese waters. Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi.
Such act is absolutely unacceptable. It is a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. And the international community must be united and take resolute response.
Japan's defense minister says the missile had a range of about 8,700 miles. Experts say that's enough to possibly reach the U.S. South Florida firefighters have been trying to put out a fire that's been burning for nearly a week at a renewable energy plant in Doral. Miami-Dade Fire Chief Ray Judala says the fire is finally contained.
We have encountered some significant challenges. I am glad to say that, we have overcome them. And, we're hoping to have a resolution to the smoldering smoke in the next few days.
Officials have asked area residents to stay indoors or wear a mask if they're going outside, just in case. This is CBS News.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Get the Civic Media app on your phone right now at civicmedia.us. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Check them out in Monona, Livingston Street, and in Sun Prairie. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, our next guest has been playing the blues for his whole life. Paul Flipwood started his career in the 1960s playing clubs around Wisconsin, living the blues along the way. Having just released his 12th album, Pier 43, we have Chicago Blues Hall of Fame guitarist and Jefferson resident, Paul Flipwoods. Paul, welcome to the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
Good to see you guys.
Happy to have you, Paul.
Hi, Jimmy.
Paul, now, this is a special treat because usually I see you out there jamming the electric guitar, and tonight you're going to be doing acoustic. I just wanted to let people know this is something that may be a little rare.
I was telling you, I got my
my acoustic guitar out of the closet. Probably been back there 6 years, and I got from Greg's guitar. Greg's guitar. I got a national resonator guitar to play a couple of special songs on, and I used to do this back before, you know, back when I was cutting my teeth and getting used to walk the streets playing for, you know, drinks and tips.
You called it hoboing.
Called it hoboing. What's hoboing?
Greg Ginter, he hangs out with all the cool kids.
Oh, Greg's got some guitars over there.
Oh, my goodness, he sure does.
And he's a great guy, too.
You know, Paul, you were inducted into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame in 2015, but your musical journey starts in the 1960s, singing in church with your sisters, listening to Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, and Sonny Boy Williams on the radio. Tell us about the beginnings of Paul Flipwoods.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I heard blues on the radio, and I literally thought they were singing those songs just for me, because I had never heard anything like that, and it just hit me right in the heart. And so every chance I got, I would listen to blues, and it wasn't all the time, because my parents, you know, they wouldn't relinquish the radio dial. It's kind of like back in the day, it was kind of like stealing their, you know, no, my kids never got my remote control. You know?
What were they listening to?
Well, you know, they AM radio was about all there was, and so it was a mix of, you know, it was WLS out of Chicago, and it was a mix. You know, they'd have Art Linkletter on in the morning, talk shows, and then there would be some country music, and on Saturday and Sunday nights there would be, like, maybe dance bands. You know, it was just AM radio, whatever it was.
Max Inc. Radio at 6 o'clock on Saturday nights.
There you go.
Yeah.
Here we are, dance band.
Yeah, radio was a really important part of life back then, and you really got a lot of the information and new music, it sounds like. Now,
everything, yeah.
Now, were your parents musicians, or did they support your choice of pursuing music, or what role did they play in
your
becoming?
Well, my mom played piano, and she taught my sisters to play piano, and so, yeah, she was musically inclined, and my father was a tremendous harmonica player, who played, like, the Harmonic Hats type stuff. Plus, when he was young, he played. He was a trumpet player and a cornet player, and so he was real musical. And he still, up until he passed, he would still play a 64-hole chromatic and play his really fancy stuff. He was great. He's a great musician. So, yeah.
Was he playing out live when you were young?
Not too much, because he had the family, but he played with some of the guys from the WLS barn dance. Bob Atcher, I don't know if anybody heard of him, but he was like one of them early country guys.
Did you and your dad ever perform together?
No.
Okay.
But my dad did. He was real happy that I was playing live music. He would buy all my t-shirts and stuff. He was good.
That's it, man. Yeah. Dad buys the merch.
Yeah, right. He supported us.
Well, let's get some live music with Paul Flipwoods in The Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song that you have for us is by the legendary blues man, Mississippi Fred McDowell, and it's called Louisiana Blues. Why do you play this tune?
That's a tricky question, because it's one of them songs that caught my ear, and Fred was the king, if you ask me. He was, because he crossed over, he played one of these, but then he also crossed over to playing electric guitar by himself, and he did alternate thumb, which he had a rhythm section, you know, he played his own rhythm section playing slide at the same time, which not very many of those guys did. Plus, he played electric, and he was a stinger man. So, this is my version of Fred, and I just, you know, he had this feel, he had this grit, you know, like a tractor running somebody down, you know.
How cool, a tractor running somebody down. Paul Flipwoods is live in The Devil's Lair. If you want to call and ask him a question, come on, 844-967-2789, 844-9627. It's Paul Flipwoods live in The Devil's Lair.
Hey, hey, here we go. All right. Thank you.
gonna give me a mojo hand. Lord, I'm going down to Louisiana, baby. I'm gonna give me a mojo hand. Lord, I'm going down to Louisiana, baby. Give me a mojo, mojo hand. Fix my baby so she can't have it. Now the man
Chicago Blues Hall of Famer live in the Devil's Lair here on Civic Media. Really appreciate you tuning in. 844-967-27-PARTY. I said that wrong, Rocker. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to ask Paul a question.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome, Rocker.
Paul, tell us about the 60s and 70s. You were fronting your own band and performing everywhere you could. Tell us about being a touring musician during this time period. I mean, what were the trials, tribulations, and jubilees of kind of touring in that early time?
You know, like I was telling you earlier, I can't remember. you know, if you weren't there in the, you know, if you were there in the 70s, you remember everything, you weren't there. But no, we played a lot. I played, you know, Madison was, you know, Madison used to have music every other block. We used to play on State Street. We played the pub. We played a couple of other places. And down Willie Street, you know, there was, of course, there was the Crystal Corner. There was another place down a little farther called Morgan's. That was, and then we would go out of town. We'd go to La Crosse. They'd play us three, we'd play three, 4 nights in La Crosse. Go up to Wausau for 2 nights, Green Bay. We'd travel around the state, and boy, we could work 3, 4, 5 nights a week, you know, and it was, you know, it wasn't a lot of money, but it was okay for a single guy, you know. I wasn't going broke, but...
Did you enjoy life on the road?
Sure, it was okay. It was okay, but, you know, but the thing is, running a band... and being life on the road, two different things. Because it was a lot of work, and you know, and I mean, I was stopping at payphones, and I had a bag of coins,
yeah,
and stuff, you know, back then.
I remember the days.
You know, and you're like, okay, it's 1:45. Pull over here and find, you know, try and find a phone booth that works, and so it was way different than it is now, and But yeah, we had we had some fun, and we rocked a lot of houses, you know. With the bands that I had, and I, you know, there was good musicians coming through town that were looking for work, like Clyde Stubblefield and Fat Richard and all those guys. I had some hellacious blues bands that, like on my new album on Pier 43, I put a couple of the songs on there that we did on that radio show from WIBA back in 79. And I mean, that music's as good now as it ever was. You know, I can see Pam Grier getting into a car walking down the street when that stuff's on.
Nice catch, Paul.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I read this quote by George P. Seedorf of Big City Blues magazine. It said, quote, "If Robert Johnson lost his battle with the devil, you get the feeling that Paul might be a tougher opponent." And that quote is, it's not a one-off. There are many like it. What does it mean to you to be inducted into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame and mentioned next to the greatest of all time in quotes like this?
You know, when I... excuse me. When
Paul,
I,
Paul, can I interrupt? Just get a little closer to the microphone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when I... when I get something like that... Okay, it's a very interesting question, because when, you know, I've been getting reviews all my life, and sometimes, I remember one, the guy said, this guy was seen lurking around with the Paul Filipowicz Blues Band, you know, I got those kind of reviews too, you know, and so when I get something like that, well, when I got put into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, that really was, it freaked me out, because I had no idea that they were considering me. And the guy called me on the phone, and I said, "You talking to me?" And he said, "Well, you can come down and get inducted to Chicago Blues Hall of Fame if you wanna. You don't have to come down here." And I said, "Okay." I was really I was surprised. And what it did, what I realized, is that all these one-nighters, all these places that I play, sometimes they're not full houses, sometimes they're not very many people, and little dumps and joints and dives and stuff, they add up. And I'm here to play for the people. That's what my musical mission is. And when they inducted me in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, it made me realize that, yeah, you're supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you got to bring that stuff now. You know, you got to bring it now more so than ever. So what I do is, I don't know, anybody see that quote by Buddy Guy about how the Grammys treat the blues like the stepchild and all that?
Yeah.
Stuff? Yeah, and he says, "I'm just trying to keep Muddy and Wolf and all that stuff out in front." And Buddy, man, Buddy's getting up there, and this is his last year of touring. And I'm no Buddy Guy, but, that struck me at home, too. I mean, I know Buddy. Buddy's a great guy, a friend of mine. He pays me money to come play his club. I take this seriously. I take my music serious, but I didn't take my career seriously as that I have to do this and I have to go out and give this to the people. And then I do bring up people's names. I do bring up Muddy's name. I do bring up Howlin' Wolf's name and Luther Allison and all the greats that that I was honored with getting to know and playing with, like Freddie King. I didn't play with Freddie King, but I got to talk to Freddie King and hang out with him. Stuff like that. You know, just and it's part of me to share with other people.
You also mentioned, of course, you played with Clyde Stubblefield. We talk about Clyde a lot on this show.
Clyde's a great guy.
Yeah,
he was a great guy.
What was some of the songs, or was some of your favorite memories for that?
Oh, man, just, you know, we did, you know, the thing was, when I had Clyde and Zappa with me and Christopher Hoff, who's still around, when I had those guys with me, and Robert McCullough came to town, he was a sax player who came to town with Clyde out of Brown's band, and Clyde would say, you know, let's do Funky Broadway. And he said, "You know the words?" I said, "Of course I know the words." No, okay, away we go, you know. And
that's Clyde.
Yeah, right, yeah. Or he'd say, you know, let's do Shotgun, you know. Okay, you know the words? Yeah, I know the words. Okay, let's go. You know, and so the music, you know, And I was reading a thing about Eric Clapton here the other day, where he was saying that back when he put Cream together, that he thought, you know, he thought the music was so easy that it, you know, that all the bands should be like that. And I was kind of in that position too, and I'm still, you know, like, you know, where are these guys that I used to just go, hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, here's the song, and we were gone, you know, and we're into it all the way. What? We never heard that song. What? You never heard it? You know, like, so it was a musical connection that we all had together all the time. And then we'd goof around and driving around in the middle of the night going crazy. We had a lot of fun, man.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Paul Filipowicz in The Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us tonight is called I'm Wild About You, Baby. It's by Hound Dog Taylor. Tell us about the song before you play it.
Yeah, well, anyway, so early on, like in the 70s, Hound Dog Taylor started being on records, and that's how I heard about him. And one of my drummers, Tony Leschewski, said, oh, check this guy, check this out. And I'm like, okay. And so we started listening to Hound Dog, and all of a sudden he's playing in, you know, Madison, he's playing in Milwaukee, he's playing, you know, we can go see this guy, you know. And so we went and started hanging out with Hound Dog Taylor, and I did get to play harp with Hound Dog Taylor once way back then. And then it started, then when the church key started having music, I had blues on Sunday nights, ended up that I ended up opening for Hound Dog whenever he came to town. I opened for a lot of guys there, but Hound Dog was my favorite. And so I got to know Hound Dog enough that, you know, that we knew each other, and we had a rapport, and him and his band and his crew, and them were some good days, you know. It was just man, crazy stuff. So anyway, I just, you know, the dog would bring it on, and it was a rocking time. So I want to do a little Hound Dog for you. Are we rolling?
Let's do it, Paul.
Okay, let's go. What is the song?
I'm Wild About You, Baby.
I'm wild about you, baby. You just don't treat me right. I'm wild about you, baby. You just don't treat me nice. Well, you leave home in the morning now. Don't come home at night. I'm mad, baby. Don't you walk out the door? Hey, baby, don't you be walking out the door? Well, I'm gonna get my shotgun, baby, and shoot the world I know. I'm mad, baby. Oh, don't do that no more. Just ain't treat me right. That's right, baby. Down the road I got to walk.
Dots on this guitar neck that I can cheat and see where they are, and it's a borrowed guitar, so
we'll blame it on Greg Ginner.
Yeah, there you go. Paul Filipowicz live in the Devil's Lair. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. 844-967-2789 if you want to call and ask Paul a question.
Paul, you have released 11 albums throughout your career, and one of those albums, Chinatown, features Ken Sadak, along with Calvin Owens and his Houston Horns, and released on Big Jake Records. Tell us a little bit about Chinatown and Ken Sadek.
Okay. Chinatown was one of it was a good time. Anyway, I'll tell you about Calvin Owens. Now, people don't know who Calvin Owens was, but he was B.B. King's trumpet player. And he's the guy who had the horn going up like Dizzy Gillespie. And he was B.B.'s, ran his orchestra for maybe 8-10 years. And so then, blah, 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 blah. Then he had his own band. So I got to work through the magic of of digital music with Calvin Owens, because we ended up getting an online relationship, and he put his music on he put his horns on a couple of my albums. Pretty wow if I think about that. And he was a great guy, and so he was on Chinatown, and Ken Sadek is a great blues piano player, and he's actually got a radio show out of La Vida, Colorado. I don't know if you guys know that, but he's got a blues radio show, I think, on Sundays. But Ken's a great blues piano player, a crazy guy, but he moved there from Chicago. He said, you know, I can be poor in this dirty city of Chicago, or I can be poor in La Vida, Colorado. He said, I like the scenery in La Vida, Colorado better. So he moved there. Now, Ken's a wild man. So I've been blessed with working with musicians, and I played and Ken played when Ken would come back on tour. I play guitar in some of his shows and stuff, and he's been a friend of mine for many years. So Ken's a great blues piano player. He's been on over like 60 Delmark recordings playing piano, being part of the Delmark band, and good cat.
That's interesting that you mentioned that you did this all online, because that seems like such a common thing now after the pandemic.
Yeah, and this was way back. I think that came out in 2005, I think, Chinatown. So it was pretty miracle for me.
Yeah.
Because we were still going on analog tape at that time, and we were sending this stuff back and forth. And
wow. Hey, let's get back to some live music with Paul Flipwitz in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you're going to play for us tonight, it's called Preaching the Blues by Sun House. Preach the blues to me, Paul. Tell me about the significance of this song.
Preaching the Blues is everybody did it. Howlin' Wolf did it. Sun House did it. Robert Johnson did it. And I believe Charlie Patton did it too. Charlie might have been the first guy to do it, but there was somebody probably before him that did it. But it's kind of one of them songs that
traditional.
It's traditional and it tells a story. So I'm going to bring it to you here. Let's see how it goes. See if I can get my head on this. It's kind of hard to roll into this without having your head on. So.
Turn me all upside down.
upside down.
Like consumption, killing me by the grave.
Yeah, Paul Flipwitz live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. And let's take a breath here. We're going to pay some bills. When we come back, we'll have more music from Paul. Coming up next is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brandy, cow chips.
and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are...
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. This is the Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. Presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Check them out at salvatorestomatopies.com, rocker.
Jimmy, we're here with Paul Flipwitz, Live in the Devil's Lair. Paul, let's talk about the new album, Pier 43. This is your 11th album, and the title track, Pier 43, is an instrumental and harkens, quote, harkens back to your stint tossing bags and pulling hides on the Milwaukee Longshore Docks. First, what is tossing bags and pulling hides? Then tell us about your new record.
You really don't want to know, but I will tell you. First of all, I want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to come on here and spread the word of the blues.
A pleasure is all ours, I assure you.
But anyway, well, Toss and Hides was, okay, so I worked on the docks and I was just a longshoreman and we just did work, you know. Tossing bags, pulling hides. Tossing bags was the most everything back in the 70s was moved by rail and in 50-pound bags. And so we'd be tossing, a boxcar full of bags would come in, and we'd pull the door open and start tossing them onto pallets, and then they'd haul them away with a forklift. And you had a four-man crew you had a four-man crew, and we'd supposed to do 2.5 boxcars a day. If you did too many, the union get mad at you because you're wrecking your sliding scale. And if you didn't do enough, you'd get fired too.
Yeah.
So you would take the bags and they forklift them over to the other dock, and then they take the forklift up there and swing it up, the pallet up there, and put it, and you take it in at a ship and toss them in and build bulkheads. And we were sending stuff to India, like this corn soil wheat blend, and they'd feed it to cattle, and people would eat it too.
This is way too much work. When Rocker was saying tossing bags, I was thinking the game, the toss the bag in the hole.
And then pulling hides was all the slaughterhouses that moved to Nebraska, and they would bring these semis full of open semi, and they're full of cow hides, and we'd have to pull them up and stack them and put them on pallets so they could move them around, and those things weighed about 70 to 90 pounds, and they were nasty, man. They were just nasty. And it was hard work, and they'd come in boxcars sometimes too, but almost all that stuff went overseas to Japan.
Wow. Well, now tell us about your new record, Pier 43.
Mm-hmm. Pier 43. The song Pier 43, I usually have a signature song on each album that I do, and it's usually an instrumental that tells a story without words. It's a composition. People don't understand that blues guys do that. So it puts you in a mood. And so this is Pier 43, you can hear the water. It's like the sound of the water slapping between the dock and the hull of a ship at night and there's nobody there, and you can hear somebody walking down the docks. It's just a lonely nighttime type thing, but I'm not going to play it because
it's still gonna
I'm electric guitar guy.
Well, we'll get you back in for some electric at some point. Pier 43, it also features a few throwback songs from a live radio show from 1979. The songs feature our beloved legend Clyde Stubblefield on drums and Fat Richard Drake on the alto sax. Tell us about these rare recorded songs that you put on your album as well.
And it's got Johnny Chimes on piano. He's still around town.
Oh, yeah.
He's still around town.
That's right.
I got to track him down. The WIBA, they used to have the live concerts once a month. I think they would do four a year. And when it was Radio Free Madison.
I remember
back
that.
Then, yeah. When we were all wild and crazy.
It's one of the reasons why I love radio so much.
Did you get to hear that, Jimmy?
When I was a kid, man, I used to listen to that a lot. Yeah.
And so when the Full Compass Sound Studio, well, they dissolved that and all that stuff. Anyway, this guy got a hold of me and said, I got all those... I have all those masters. Do you want me to knock them off on digital? And I said, okay. And it was just a blessing. And this just happened within the last 2 or 3 years that this all happened. So I think he's got a couple more radio programs too, but there's still stuff off of this one. And, you know, I think I did 3 or 4 of them, and he's got at least 3 of them. So I haven't heard the other ones. He gave me some copies, and I didn't get the chance to peruse through them. But you know, it's kind of interesting. I did hear the announcer going, oh, yeah, and we're here at what you call it, wherever it was, and we got the new reel-to-reel TIAC, and, you know, and you can get your spare reels, and then, oh, they also have 8 tracks for your car, and, you know, I was listening to the commercial, it's just like, this is really great.
Oh, that's funny. You that know? Must have been Jonathan Lipp out at Full Compass.
Well, he had that, Jonathan Lipp and Rick Murphy.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Rick ran the studio, and Jonathan did the tech stuff. And that was Chris Moore. The famous Chris Morris was saying that something. Chris Morris, who, he was Downbeat and all that stuff, edited for Downbeat, but he came from here and went to L.A. So, anyway, pretty crazy stuff.
Wasn't John from Sleepless Nights part of that? Was he mixing or?
No, that was later on at WRBA. Much later, Jimmy. 1990s.
Nineties, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. The CD release party for Pier 43.
Right.
It's going to be March 4th at the Red Rooster here in Madison. Who's playing in this band with you?
Okay, so it's my regular band that's on the album. I have Brian Tito Howard on drums. He's been with me on and off for at least 20 years. And he's a real blues drummer. I love working with Brian. He plays blues. He doesn't just play drums. He plays blues drums. And Steve Lewis is my current bass player, and he's with me over a year now, and he's coming on strong, brings it every set. You know, he can push me around, and that's what I like. I like somebody to push me around. And we're going to have Al Dorn, who played some harp on the album, and he was in my band for about 3 years here, and he's coming on strong too. He's got his own band now, but he's going to be there on the 4th, so we're going to have a nice blues party for the people of Madison, and they do a good job over there at the Red Rooster. I'm glad they're back open and stuff.
That's a great club.
Yeah.
Let's get back to live music with Paul Flipwitz in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us, it's called Baby Please Don't Go, and it's by Big Joe Williams. Tell us about this song before you play.
Baby Please Don't Go is another one of those songs that's been covered by everybody, but I believe it's a Big Joe was the guy who brought that song out. I mean, Muddy Waters did it and a bunch of other people. And
Ted Nugent even.
Yeah, Ted Nugent. AC/DC. Van Morrison, you know, a lot of people. But it's just a beautiful song. I think maybe the Animals might have done it too. You know, a lot of bands. It's just a soulful blues song that I don't know if my version is like their version, but it's more like Big Joe than anything else. And Big Joe was an inspiration to me. I got a Big Joe Williams album when I was quite young, and it was him and J.D. Short. And J.D. Short was playing rhythm guitar. He had a harp and a rack, and him and Joe Williams, just the two of them, and they sounded like Muddy Waters Band. Mm. You know, I mean, I just kind of like, wow, listen to that. Only way deep, you know. And not that Muddy wasn't deep, man. I love Muddy. He was I got to see Muddy plenty of times too.
Well,
but Big Joe, and he played a 9-string guitar. He had his high E and another string, his G string, that were doubled up. And when I was hoboing and playing guitar, I had a 12-string guitar, but I only ran 7 strings on it because I doubled the high E and the low E, because to make them louder. you know. But having all the mother strings, I could never keep it in tune.
Baby, Please Don't Go, the Paul Flipowitz version on Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair.
Baby.
Please don't go, but please don't go, baby. Please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you, baby. Please don't go before I be your dog. Before I be your dog. Before I be your dog, I'll make you walk the log. Baby, please don't go. Got the shackles on. Got the shackles on. Got your shackles on while rolling folk. Baby, please don't go. Be your dog. Before I be your dog. Before I be your dog, I'll get you all night. Maybe please don't go. You got me way down here. Got me way down here. You got me way down here. Down the road. Got the shackles on, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go now.
Yeah. Paul Flipowitz live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Love hearing you, Paul.
Thanks,
sounds great,
Jimmy.
Man.
Good to see you, man.
Now, you just kind of told me off the air there that you've been inducted into the Hall of Fame in the Route 66.
The Illinois Route 66 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that.
Isn't that crazy?
Have you traveled Route 66?
Yeah, I did. I drove out to L.A. I never went east, though.
Okay.
Now, you've been way east, you actually toured in Mongolia.
That is pretty far east.
Tell us about touring in Mongolia.
Oh, that was, I forgot about that. I forgot you were going to ask me that. That was an interesting thing. My sister-in-law was working in Mongolia, and so somebody in the government was from the U.S., and they thought it'd be a good idea to have some U.S. music over there. And so we were going to do two shows, and we ended up only doing one show, but I went over anyway. But so the one show for the people in the government didn't happen, but the show at the club happened, which was incredible. It was just it was the River Sounds, it was called. I was going to bring a picture too. But they treated me like a king over there. It was really great, and I picked up a band in Mongolia, and you wouldn't believe it, but these cats could bring it on, and the bass player and drummer wanted to kill it, man. They were just hauling freight. They were just really pounding it, and that's what I really like when I play live, you know, because I'm a dance band, you know, And we rehearsed. I think we rehearsed 3 days in a row, and we had a really good show. And you're going to like this one. The rock and roll star of Mongolia, and I can't remember his name now, but he had to be the guy to hand me the money. He wanted to be the guy to hand me the money, you know, to pay me. And that was
the big kahuna.
Yeah, it was really great. And he was really cool. And the way he got to be notorious in Mongolia was back in the 60s. He got busted smuggling electric guitar into the country.
Oh boy.
What a rebel, you know.
Trying to corrupt all the Mongolian youth.
Yeah. So, are we counting down, buddy?
We're starting to count down. Okay. Where can we download your new album and find out about your shows? You have some online?
Yeah, sure. Any place, you know, iTunes, Spotify, all of that stuff. Wherever, you know, just zoom it up and it'll be there. Or you can go to paulflipwoods.com and order the physical album if you want to do that, the physical CD.
Now, we may want to just say the spelling of your last name, because it's not a normal common thing. It's Filipowicz.
Correct.
Filipowicz is...
.com, right? Absolutely.
paulflipwoods.com. Well, let's get to another song here by Paul Filipowicz, Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore Cimino Pies. This song is from your new album, Pier 43, and it's a shuffle. It's called Angel Face.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Angel Face.
Okay, so all these songs that I just played bring you down the road and then into here is my, this is what I do. This is where that music came from and evolved into what I play. Angel Face is, I get my inspiration for songs comes out of nowhere. Maybe I meet somebody on the street and my head will go into what they're looking at. Or a friend of mine will say something. So, this is kind of a thing about this friend of mine who passed away, and he used to call his little daughter Angel Face. So I just kind of did it as a tribute to him, and so that I get my inspiration in weird places, and you know, writing music it's a personal thing. So I'm going to do Angel Face for you. And this is where all those songs came from, and this is what you get when you throw them in the mixer and it comes out. So let's see here.
Are bright. Take me out, Daddy, where the neon lights are bright. She said, "That's right, Daddy, we can dance all night." She's my angel face. I call her angel face. She's my angel face. I call her angel face. She just dropped out of heaven. Lord, she's my angel face. You block my road, Mr. Highwayman. No, don't you block my road. I got a 4x44 now. No, you know I'm booked and I got to go. Well, she's my angel face. I call her angel face. She's my angel face. My loving angel face. She just dropped out of heaven. Lord, I call her angel face.
Yeah. Oh, man. The mighty Paul Flipwoods.
That's my Howlin' Wolf shuffle.
I like it. I like it a lot. And I hope the people like it, too. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for joining us tonight and making the drive into the studio and playing your beautiful music for us. We really appreciate you.
Good seeing you guys. Thanks. Thanks a bunch.
Real quick, tell us what's coming up on your calendar here.
Oh, boy. I got my calendar in my book, but CD release party on the 4th of March is the only thing I can remember.
Hey. Look, quickly, you know, you're an author, too. Tell us quickly where we can find your books, the Saturday Night Crime Spree.
Okay, there's a Saturday Night Crime Spree website. Just go www.saturdaynightcrimespree.com. And, yeah, I got 5 magazines out now. They're like noir pulp stuff, and yeah, that's another part of my brain that I use sometimes. <That's> Takes awesome. Me weird places, yeah, man.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much. We really appreciate
great seeing you, Jimmy. Man.
Yeah, coming up here in a couple of minutes, Max Inc. Heavy, the best of rock and metal and punk. Paul, do you ever get into metal at all, or?
Some of it, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, Jimmy invented it, right?
Yes, yes, yeah, with his Stratocaster guitar playing it upside down, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, you kidding?
Don't forget, you can catch the replay of Max Inc. Radio every Saturday at midnight and 6 p.m. on Sunday, and again at midnight on Sunday as well, too, Rocker, all up and around the Civic Media Network. Plus, you can get the podcast at civicmedia.us. And I guess we'll be right back. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you, guys.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the
poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.